Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hello and welcome to The Rabbit Hole with Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle. We should warn you that this is unscripted and unplanned, and sometimes there are swears. Enjoy. If you're listening to this and you want to come and see us recording it, because God, these guys are having so much fun, you can ticketsource.co.uk/Ian-Lee. We're recording this in London, but these are the last ones we're doing in London until July at the earliest. We're going to Manchester. We're going to Brighton.
Are we definitely going now?
Well, we're working on Brighton, and we may be going to Bradford if it goes wrong.
Oh, I thought it was Barnsley.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
But they're near each other, aren't they?
Well.
They begin with...
In the alphabet,
index of a map, yes. But ticketsource.co.uk/Ian-Lee is the place to be. It's also where we're selling tickets for the Eddie Large event. That's selling... Oh.
Does he want some?
Oh, it's you again, for fuck's sake. Jesus. If you're watching on Periscope, I will give you the telephone number. You can Skype in at any point. Hey, Rabbit Hole Show. You can also telephone us 0203 286 6370. 0203 286 6370. And you can call that number at any time.
And people do, and they leave us messages.
People do, and they leave us answer phone messages. And I thought I'd play you some of the answer phone messages that we have received. Here's my favourite. Now, when I get the answer phone messages, we get loads, okay? And I rate them. I rate them 1 to 5, okay? If it's a 1 or a 2, they don't get on. They don't get. If it's a 3, 4, 5, they'll get onto this computer system in front of me, and there's a chance they might get played. Now, this is my favourite answer phone message that we have been left, okay? And I've rated it a 5. Ooh. I don't think there are no other 5s in front of me on the screen. Let's this is how you judge an audience with something like this. Here we go. I'm going to whack this up. Here we go.
Cracker Jack.
There are some elderly people here.
That is my favourite. Literally, that's all it was.
Cracker Jack.
Put the phone down. Put the phone down. Which... okay, I'm not sure. Oh, here's another one. Now, there were loads of these, right? There were about half a dozen of these. And I don't... In my head, I've made up a whole story that someone bribed a drunk homeless man to phone us up loads of times. Because as the messages go on, it gets more and... Well, it may not be homeless. He's definitely drunk. I don't know. I made this story up in my head. As the messages go on, it gets more and more incoherent,
right,
and angry.
Oh.
With us.
Angry as well.
But it doesn't... Anyway, so this is one of... This is about number 4 out of 6.
Why, hey, man, you little fuckers, yeah. If it's a number you're after now, 0203-286-6370. And I love the lad here.
There we go, now.
Right, that's weird, right?
Why? Because that's your dad.
Because he started out as a Geordie and then tried to do Irish. It's not my dad.
But your dad's a Geordie Irishman, isn't he?
No.
Okay, yeah, I don't know.
Nor's that fella. I don't know what his accent was, but it was...
Okay. Now, here's one. I like this one. Have a listen to this.
Hey, and I was just wondering if you know that if Starbucks still do those secret size coffees. Yeah. Just let me know.
Yeah.
Bye.
Starbucks what?
Well, I can answer that question, caller. Yes, they do. There is a phenomenon... thank you. Where all high street restaurants have a secret menu.
Yeah.
Have you heard about this? They have a secret menu, right? All McDonald's have it, all Starbucks and Costa's and all of the things. And if you go in and you kind of have to say, I want... You wink, you want, I want like that, and they go, "What do you mean?" They go, "I want the." I can't think of any of the names. There is the perfect coffee on the Starbucks secret menu, that is apparently, according to coffee addicts and as I like to call them, assholes. There is, it's the perfect ratio of coffee to milk, and I'm really working hard on saying milk.
I know you are.
Not milk. I'm like that. By George, I think she's got it. Who's that?
Henry Higgins.
Henry Higgins.
You're Eliza Doolittle.
Thank you very much indeed.
Yeah.
And you go in, and the person behind the counter will not know what you're talking about.
And or will they?
No, they won't. And
or,
then you.
Or will they?
No. If I say they won't again, are you going to say, or will they again?
Or will I?
Oh, for fuck's
sake. No, but that's the point, isn't it? The secret menu. Don't you have to, like...
Well, no, they will not know about it, and then you say, I think if you check, you will find that this exists.
And then what, they ring up Kenny G, who owns Starbucks, don't they? Kenny G?
Does he?
Yeah.
Does he?
I think he's a major shareholder in Starbucks, which is why you get so many excellent records there.
Kenny G? Owns Starbucks?
Kenny G.
What was that you were miming? It was me.
Kenny G.
Wow. We've mentioned her already. Carol Decker, but actually Carol Decker. She owns a meat restaurant chain, doesn't she? What, I don't even know what they're called. There's like Rando's.
Rando's.
I'm getting to.
Yeah.
Bodeans. She owns Bodeans.
Does she?
Yes, she does.
Excellent.
Does she own Bodeans, or did you just... She does, doesn't she? Hang on a second. We're going to go... Let's
investigate this.
Hang on a second. Let's... This is too good to waste. Your name, sir?
Rob.
Okay. And your name, madam?
Cordelia.
Okay, Cordelia. Rob, is it true that Carol Decker from Tapao owns Bodeans?
No idea.
How did you get to Bodeans from what I said?
I've heard you talk about it before.
You know, we are bringing up a whole generation of people who get their facts from me. From me, the home of fake news. Well, it must be true then.
I've Googled and not found anything.
Well, no, she keeps it. No, she keeps
it quiet. Unusually,
ipsnay on the Bodeans, eh? She keeps it very, very low key. I think, and you have to respect that because she's not trading in on the good name of Tapao.
No.
I like Tapao. You push too hard, your dreams are China in your hand. Ha-da-ba-bum-bum-bum. It may come true, but you can't handle it, you don't know.
And now do Tapao?
Oh, fuck. Seriously. Seriously, I've been number 32 in the iTunes dance
chart.
Yeah,
I remember. I remember that. I'll have you know.
Have you ever worked in a food?
Yes.
You don't know what I was going to say.
I have worked in a food, yeah. Twice.
Hot dog.
One, there was hot dogs involved.
Go on. What did you do?
It was a Mexican restaurant.
Oh.
Hot dog. Well, the hot dog stand was at...
You hang on, an actual hot dog stand?
Kinda, yeah.
That you pushed around?
No, I was like a little shed thing in a safari park.
Oh, yeah, really?
Yeah, one summer, I sat in that shed, no one came. I read about 11 books for my A-levels. It was brilliant, apart from the wasps. But I also worked
That's
in
Ian
the kitchens
Banks,
for a while.
Isn't it? Hmm? Ian Banks?
What?
Is that what you're talking about?
No.
Well, what?
Actual wasps.
Oh, you mentioned books.
It was good to read them in the shed, apart from the wasps.
Why? What was wrong with Ian Banks?
Oh, shut up.
I don't get what you're not understanding.
Right, anyway, I'm not talking about the shed episode. I'm going to tell you, about the kitchen episode.
You literally are.
The kitchen episode.
Yes.
When I first started on my first day, they gave me a great big bowl of salad to put in
to
some
toss.
Salad sandwiches. So I went through and made loads of salad sandwiches. And as I was, I'm ignoring him. And as I was making them, I was thinking, I'm well fast at this. This is
salad
brilliant.
Sandwiches.
Yeah, we like cheese in that one.
Oh, okay.
People like that. People like that. I was going out on the, and the, people were in, selling them in the on the shop floor and everything. It was brilliant. Yeah. I got to the bottom of my bowl and it was full of little black beetles. Because no one told me I had to wash it. So extra crunch in those. I also worked in a Mexican restaurant. And I set my fingernail on fire.
What?
Yeah, we had to light candles. You know, in like bottles with straw around them, those old-fashioned bottles.
Yes. Like Mateus Rosie.
That kind of
is
vibe,
that a thing?
Yeah.
Mateus Rosie. That's a thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
70s. 70s.
Very 70s. Yeah. It's probably back in now.
Yeah, probably. They love
anyway,
all that stuff.
So in a Mexican restaurant.
Dana would love it. To go with a long denim skirt. Jeez.
So I went around lighting the candles and I had nail varnish on, right? Yeah. And I, you know when you've got a really short match, you think, I'll just try one more.
Yeah.
Put it on. Woomph. My fingernail went up. Woomph. Oh. I'm in a really old building. The stairs are steep. It's a long way down to go and get some help. So I stuck my fingernail in my mouth. Put out the fire, but I burnt my mouth in the process. But I've still got a finger.
Is there anything better than having a really hot pizza and the cheese burns the inside of your mouth to the point where 2 days later, bits of skin are falling off into your mouth? Isn't that...
delicious.
Isn't that satisfying? Mm-hmm. It really is.
Keeps giving, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And here's the thing, and you get sometimes you get a blister, and you can squeeze it with your tongue. Oh, come on, guys. And you get the blister juice.
Oh, man alive. But we all know what it's like. We all think it's disgusting. We've all done it.
Hey, I tell you what. I completed Netflix last night. I've finished it now. I've done it.
What did you win?
You won the fact that you realise your life is fucked. And the film I completed it with was 127 Hours. Anyone seen that film? Yeah. It's James Franco, right? Now, I like James Franco.
I do. I think he's sexy.
Oh, I think he's sexy, right? But here's the thing about James Franco. He's not a very good actor, is he?
He's good at being sexy, though.
Well, he's good at being James Franco. Mm. But he's always James Franco.
Well...
But I like James Franco.
He's like the new Dennis Quaid, who looks a bit nuts, but in a sexy way. Right? No? Yes.
You're on your own with this one, Grandma.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, Dennis
Quaid.
Sure, Dennis
for
Quaid.
Sure, Dennis Quaid. And I noticed he's in a new film by Disney. I went to see Beauty and the Beast yesterday, and there's a film about a regenerating dog, and he is one of the dog's owners.
Anyway, James Franco. Beauty and the Beast. Gay propaganda.
It's made me one, yeah. I watched it.
Okay, fine. Well, I've always wanted to dive into the gay world, but it's just the
gayness.
It's the penis.
Yeah.
It's the penis. I can recognise beauty in a man. Mm. Elvis was a very beautiful man, right?
But you wouldn't have accepted his penis.
He would have gone, look at my old man. Oh. And I'd
But he never gets to the point where he said, thank you very much.
No. No, I just couldn't. I could toss off Elvis, because then you could say, it's like you're telling me about the famous people that you've slept with all the time, right? I won't mention it. I won't mention any names, but two actors have been Doctor Who. like the old Doctor Who.
Sylvester McCoy.
I could toss off Elvis because you go, you'd be in a conversation with your mates about wanking and you go, you never guess who I've tossed off with this hand. And they guess, you say no. Elvis bloody Presley, I've tossed him off.
If you do him, you've got to do Tom Jones as well. Them's the rules.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
But James Franco...
Yeah. No, I haven't. No.
No. I'd read the book. It's about a fella. It's a true story. Right? It's about a fella who goes running through the desert over some rocks, the Arizona desert, and he falls down between some rocks, and a rock falls on him crushes his arm. His arm is crushed, right? And he's there, and he's absolutely fucked. He can't move, and he's like, "What the fuck?" And he's there. It happens on a Saturday, and he's only got a little bit of water, and he's not told anyone where he's going.
Idiot.
Right? And
like Wales.
Sorry?
Like Wales.
Yeah, hey, exactly. Who said Wales? Right, and I know. Are you referring to my spiritual experience in Wales? Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I did go. I was very much like James Franco in Wales, right? Because he's recording himself, right? So basically, he's there from Saturday. He doesn't get out till Sunday. He gets out. Spoiler alert, he chops his arm off with a tiny little knife. You see him cutting through his nerves and stuff. I had a similar experience in Wales. And I...
No, you didn't.
No. I recorded some of my experience in Wales.
Oh, good. So was this in case you got found? Like I say, we've got to listen to this recording.
Well, have a little listen to this. This is I went to Wales. It's the first time I'd ever been abroad on my own, and it's a different country.
Yeah, it is.
I took a passport. They didn't ask for it. And I went out for some walks, and it's a very spiritual thing. And so I thought, this is what happened to me when I was out walking in Wales. The sound you can hear is running water. I'm by a brook. I don't know what a brook is. It's a stream, but it's quite an aggressive stream. I imagine a brook is an aggressive stream. Note to self, look up definition of brook.
I haven't done that yet.
I'm in Wales. I've come to Wales. On my own. First time I've ever been away on my own. It's day 3. I'm really bored.
Very, very good. Very good.
That's why I'm stood by brook / aggressive stream. I've come out for a walk, and walking in the countryside is very similar to walking in town, except it's muddier, it's hillier, and there's no Costa.
Really apart wanted from a that, coffee. Secret
it's
coffee.
Just walking.
Yeah.
You know. Don't feel now muddy. I feel muddy. I've got wet feet. Note to self, show picture on screen
of muddy feet.
I'll show you that in a bit. I've got that.
These are trainers, not walking shoes. Yeah. And they are ruined. Okay, I shall continue with my walk.
I'm going to be honest, it was the dullest 5 days of my life. It was fucking boring. I ruined those trainers. I sent you a picture. Just the brown, I just fell in the thing. And what you don't know is after that, right, I got totally lost. I was totally lost. And I spent literally 2 hours trying to get back to the bit where I'd parked my car, and I couldn't find it. And there was lots of me talking to myself, going, "Come on, son, you can do this. You can do this. Don't give up." And I felt like James Franco in this film. I'm going, "Come on, son, you can do this. Just don't give up. Don't give up. You don't want them to. You don't want." And I said to myself, "You don't want them to find you dead here."
Oh my
that's
God!
That's where it took me. Now I didn't have to cut. I didn't have to cut an arm off or anything like that. But spiritually, I felt I lost a limb.
Which one?
By doing that, all of them. Spiritually, I have no limbs as a direct result of that. It was, don't ever go to Wales. Don't go on holiday on your own. All I did was the last 2 days, I stayed in and watched the O.J. Simpson documentary.
That was good.
That was it. That was good.
That was really good.
It was good.
It was bad, but it was good.
He definitely murdered his wife.
Well.
We're not governed by the rules of Ofcom. So we can say that. He definitely, there's not even any shadow of doubt. Right. He murdered his wife.
The weird thing is, it's been proven in a civil court, but not in the criminal court.
Yeah.
And that documentary was quite specific about the fact that they thought that it was because of the way the jury had been made up, which was largely black women.
Yeah, hang on a second. Caller?
Hello.
Hello. I'm assuming you've called in to talk about O.J. Simpson?
I was just testing the number, to be honest.
Well, the good news is it works.
The number works.
Well, a friend gave it to me. I just wanted to make sure it actually works.
Oh, a friend.
Tell us your name, caller.
It's Lawrence.
Lawrence.
Lawrence. I couldn't hear him.
Lawrence.
Lawrence. And who's your friend, Lawrence?
Huh? Yeah.
Why? What did your friend say would happen if you called this number?
He said, "Oh, it should be a laugh. Just ring this number."
Yeah.
And see what happens. And
It's a hoot, isn't it?
I'm still down the spot.
Are you having a laugh?
I can hear a lot of people laughing in the background.
Yeah, they are a bit.
They are excited. Tell us about yourself, Lawrence. What are you? 27?
A little bit older than that. 29.
2 years. The 2 year window. I'm happy with that. And Lawrence, whereabouts do you live?
South London.
Beautiful. And what do you do for a living, Lawrence?
Just retail.
Don't say just retail. We all need to buy shit.
What are you selling? What are you selling, Lawrence?
Odds and sods.
Socks?
Odds and sods.
Oh, I thought you said
I've
socks.
Got loads of odds, but not enough.
I need some socks. I do genuinely need some socks. Do you sell socks, Lawrence? What kind of discount can you give me on socks?
I can give you the five-finger discount.
Ooh. Is that back to Elvis?
No.
What does he mean by that?
That he'll nick it for you.
Oh, you'll nick... Oh, Lawrence!
That could have been a very embarrassing misunderstanding, couldn't it?
I'm here for the five-finger discount. Yeah, do your trousers up, Sunshine, then we'll talk about it. What's that all about? Lawrence, how have you celebrated Mother's Day today?
Yeah, I'm with my fiance right now.
Hello.
Is your fiance your mother?
No. We just got a brand new son.
Oh,
that's nice.
When you say you just got him, where'd you buy him? Was he a five finger discount? How old's your son, Lawrence?
Over 4 months.
4 months. Oh, they start getting annoying at about 5 months, don't they? And how's everything going? Is everyone well and healthy?
They are, thank you. How's your family?
Yeah, they're all right, actually. My boys are 7 and 5 now, so they are a handful. I don't know if your mum is still around, Lawrence. Mine is. And what it means now is I have to do Mother's Day twice because I have to buy the stuff for my wife from the boys, and then I have to actually buy stuff for my real mum as well, my mum, you know. So it becomes a very, very expensive hobby, being a father and a son. It really does.
It's right, I don't mind.
Oh, you don't mind it now, honestly.
Novelty.
As it goes on, mate, you go, Jesus, what the... what school will he be going to?
Hopefully... Pelham in Wimbledon.
Oh,
it's already sorted.
Good, and because Lawrence is like looking around, going, "We've not discussed this. What the mums are always, aren't they? They're always ahead of the game on this stuff." Yeah.
You have to think about where you're going
to
drop the
bag. Yeah, you have to start early.
Yeah, it's crazy. What's mum's name?
I'm Stevie.
Stevie.
Yeah.
Stevie, how was your first ever Mother's Day?
It was absolutely lovely. So it was nice to wake up to a beautiful little boy and smiling and that. And he was an absolute angel all day.
And the baby as well.
It made everything all worthwhile.
Oh, isn't that nice? What did you get? Breakfast in bed?
I got a card.
Yeah.
I got a gift card. I also got a teddy bear with mum on it. Stuff to put my makeup in. And also some chocolate.
Oh, he set a dangerous precedent. That's a lot.
First ever Mother's. Do you remember your first ever Mother's Day?
Yeah.
Go on.
I got a.
Well, I'm saving it.
I got a cup
wrong
with my name on it, and it said "Happy First Mother's Day, Mum."
For my first Father's Day with my first son, my wife said, "What do you want?" And I said, "I don't want anything." They go, "What do you want?" I said, "I don't really want anything." "What do you want?" I said, "Right, what I want is, I want me and the baby to dress up in exactly the same clothes." That's what I wanted. But I imagined it in my head that we both... There's a brilliant picture of Art Garfunkel with his son when his son's about 10. And they're both wearing blue jeans, a white shirt and a black waistcoat. And they look. It's the funniest picture. And I imagine that. We didn't get that, but in the end we had the same trousers. And she had T-shirts printed, so we had the same thing. So that was fun.
That's cool.
One of the funniest things you can do with a baby, and Bob Mortimer told me this, right, is, and do it while he's a baby, right? Lay out, on your bed, like a shirt with a tie and a full suit, right? And put the baby in it so his head's sticking out. And take a picture. It is the funniest thing you can do with your kids. I promise you, it looks wonderful.
I'm going to get him started on the cosplay early.
Yeah, oh, exactly. Honestly, dressing up kids, that's one of the best. We had Easter chicks, little baby Father Christmases.
I dressed my baby up as Dopey the Dwarf and I was Snow White. Yeah, it was a good one. I had to make the outfit. I got great big rubber ears from the joke shop. Yeah, and I stuck them on, not like with anything hard, but I stuck them on the side of the baby's head on the hat. Wicked.
Don't tell my missus. I've got my two boys dressed up when they were two and a baby as Saddam Hussein and Osama bin Laden. But don't tell. I've got. I'll show you my phone. Hey, listen, Lawrence. I'm so glad you called in. Yep. I hope you and Stevie. I hope you have enjoyed the rest of the Mother's Day. And thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye bye.
Come to our live show.
Sorry.
I'm going to try and get some tickets. Maybe we'll come and see you next time.
Come and see us next time, man. Congrats. Give them a round of applause. They were lovely. And you know what? I think. That is an excellent place to end this episode of the Rabbit Hole. Would you agree with me, Catherine?
I absolutely would.
I thought that was really, really lovely. I enjoyed that a lot. If you're listening, don't forget you can get tickets, ticketsource.co.uk/Ian-Lee. Leave comments on iTunes. And
nice ones, though.
Oh, yeah, who was that stroppy one that gave us a 2-star review?
Yeah, said visual comedy didn't work. Because we didn't describe the dick, so you know what a dick looks like, right?
Dear listener, thank you so much. The audience here at the Bill Murray in Islington in London, thank you very much. You've been listening to The Rabbit Hole!
It's an Alex Dagi production.
Me like it.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.